Just FYI, this episode and several others were recorded before the nationwide wave of ongoing and extremely important protests in support of Black Lives Matter, so that's why you don't hear us talking about any of it, and why I wanted to say up front, Black Lives Matter. Period. Also, abolish the police. Use the money to create a network of services and systems designed to actually help people and communities instead, a very small part of which could include the functions we always think the police are for, and which they currently don't do well at all, like investigating crimes. Okay. Now that we're all on the same page, and if you're not, why have you been listening to my podcast for this long, honestly? Let's get back to it.
Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, the podcast about great ideas you'll never do that someone else can do instead.
I'm John, and this is all my fault.
I'm Besha, and this is partially my fault as well. John, I had a great idea.
Yes.
And it was related to someone else's great idea that they are doing. And this is also my, you know, recent story about what I've been up to.
I can't wait.
Which is, I am a huge fan of the writer Sarah Gailey. I like their prose. I like their nonfiction writing. They started doing this newsletter / blog that is, what do you have in your pantry that you can't figure out how to use and probably don't have enough things to, like, you don't have the right things to use with it because of the quarantines. So you tell them the thing, like hearts of palm or goat's milk or, gosh, what are some of the other things? Like weird-ass cans of beans that you don't eat like normal beans. And why do you even have it? You don't know. It just showed up. So they give you a recipe. They provide you with some science. Like, I learned about caramelization from their goat milk email. And so last week, my farm share dropped off 5 stalks of rhubarb, like with a full box of other stuff, not by itself. That would be weird. I was like, I don't know what to do with rhubarb. I don't have any strawberries. Like, I was going to get some. I forgot. I was very confused. I wrote to them. And as an added incentive, I sent a picture of Whiskey with it, who was being extremely cute that day. And they published it. And my dog is famous. And now I'm going to make raspberry curd. So it's like lemon curd. You would probably hate it because it's a condiment, basically. It's like,
I mean, you know, there are uses for lemon curd.
Yeah.
If you like raspberry curd. Yeah, no, I'll tell you who might be interested in such a thing would be my wife, who is also a giant fan of raspberries.
Yeah. Wait, not raspberries. Rhubarb.
Okay.
Did I say raspberries? I probably did.
Well, yes, you did, but I assumed that maybe you had raspberries and they were going to be incorporated into the compote with the rhubarb.
Yeah. So, no. I meant to get strawberries and failed because I don't know any other way to eat rhubarb. It's like weird pink celery that people somehow decided should be paired with strawberries.
Yeah, I will tell you that the only other form in which I've consumed rhubarb, if it can even be said to be a form, is IKEA sells these like syrups that you can combine with water to make a refreshing drink. And in the summertime, they release a rhubarb version.
Interesting.
And that's the only other way in which rhubarb has ever entered my life, not in the form of the standard pie.
Well, I ended up with way more, like, I boiled down the rhubarb and smashed it up and drained off the syrup and then got really lazy, but I figured that since it was boiled, it could stay in the fridge at least, like, 2 days, so I'm going to finish the curd tomorrow.
Incredible.
But I have more of it than I need, and they said you could use this for drinks, so maybe I will do that. I have to say, though, the syrup smells like wet dog. Like, there's no other way to describe this.
Which is oddly poetic considering that you included a picture of your dog.
Right. Also, they said Whiskey was perfect.
Well, I mean, that's
just true. Is absolutely true.
Yes. Well, it's good to know that Sarah Gailey is offering this service. I enjoyed Magic for Liars. May need to check out this newsletter.
Yeah. I'm a fan. And the goat one was the goat milk one was particularly good because A, science, and B, talking about how they like goats because they have horizontal pupils with which ideologically I respect. And I was like, yeah. You're awesome. Do you want to be my friend? Anyway, fortunately, I managed not to say that. Kept me cool, and now I have a recipe for rhubarb curd. So it's going to happen.
Amazing. if you are just now tuning in to this show, in what I think is probably episode like 140-something, welcome. And here's what's going on, which is, for the past dozen years, I've been writing down every idea I've ever had without editing and throwing them all into a big pile. Now, our guests get to dig through the pile and look for anything good, crazy, or some combination thereof. If you hear one that sounds good to you and you want to run with it, do it. I just want credit.
And I want to cut.
And I would like to bring in, once again, for her only second appearance with Besha, my excellent friend and sometime acting co-host of this very show, Jen.
Hello.
Hello.
And now that we are all here, I have a question for you all. Since we are well into the quarantine times, how do you two manage your dishes?
Oh, I let them pile up until the end of the week, and then or until I need them. And then I do a lot of batches of washing dishes and putting them to dry on every surface that's available in my apartment.
Mm.
I have a house, Carl. He washes the dishes. No joking. I make the donuts. He washes the dishes. The donuts are a metaphor. The dishes are not.
Totally. I was just wondering, curious. We happen to have a small dishwasher, but I swear to fuck, are using it literally every other day. Like, we fill it up and have to run it every other day, basically. And it feels like madness, but it's the only way that we have figured out to stay on top of them.
Yeah, I need to do that, but instead I just let them pile up. Which is maddening. It's absolutely maddening. I need to stop doing it.
If you have the kind of kitchen space that can accommodate like a portable rolling dishwasher, like that's what we have, and it's beautiful because it also like has doubled the amount of counter space in our tiny kitchen.
Ooh.
And so I use that for my food prep. I highly recommend. I have a brand that I can pass to you because it has not let us down yet, and we've been living in this place for almost 3 years.
Whoop whoop.
But we're not just here to talk about dish care, although I really genuinely was curious. What is the first thing in my giant pile of ideas that you found that you would like to discuss this time, Jen?
Yeah, so I always have to kick it off with something Star Trek. And in this case, Starfleet baby apparel.
There should be... Okay, somebody found and gifted to us a onesie that looks like a TNG, I want to say season one or two, engineering uniform, and it is extremely precious. But aww. I think that all of the baby apparel people out there who are doing the branded baby apparel are missing a trick by not giving you a baby onesie that looks like a Starfleet Admiral's uniform.
Ooh.
Given how many babies look like little old men. That's all.
That's true.
I knew it.
Like, yeah. Like, what, right?
It yeah.
Just, ugh.
Yeah. Little tiny bald man. I love it.
It's right? True.
Yeah. I mean, given the sheer volume of other Star Trek-related apparel that exists that is not that good, like, this just seems like it would be an easy home run for somebody to hit. And, you know, at this point, who knows whether my frustration at the quality of Trek-related merchandise may finally spill over into attempting it somehow myself. I don't know. I should branch out. Going to see what happens. Maybe this is going to be the year.
I'm into
it. This is not going to be the year. Maybe next year. Maybe 2021.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Shakespeare created a lot of branded merchandise in quarantine. So, what's your excuse?
Oh.
King Lear isn't exactly an advertisement for that anyway.
All right, what is next? Also on the Starfleet apparel kick, this one seems like a no-brainer that it doesn't exist either. Rainbow uniforms for Pride.
Yes! I mean...
Yeah.
Far be it from me, like, you know, I as a straight person, it's maybe I don't know that it's exactly my place to dictate to people what they should be wearing on Pride, but I feel like there's got to be at least 7 gay Star Trek fans, right?
Yes.
Who know each other, who could, like, coordinate together and make, like, a literal rainbow. Like, you know, like, one person wears red and, you know, and then orange, yellow, green, yada, yada, yada. And, like, just walk around as a rainbow of Starfleet. I think it would look rad as hell.
Yeah.
And I think it would look rad as hell, too. I think that's the kind of thing that belongs, like, on a float. Like, not just walking around. Like, I mean, be in the parade. And, like, be on, like, an Enterprise.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just saw it in my mind. It looks so amazing. Holy crap.
Okay, bud?
Yes. Fuck.
Yeah.
Free idea. Free idea.
Do it.
The sheer power of that idea. I'm sorry. I'm overwhelmed. All right. What's next?
What's next? Okay, so this one. So I work as a product manager. So I saw the word PM in their spreadsheet, and I gravitated towards this one. But I'm so deeply curious about what PMs would do in a hospital.
Ooh, how best to describe this? Where, like, when you go to the hospital, like, there should be somebody that they assign to you whose job is to kind of, like, just manage the experience both for you and for the caregivers in a way that, like, they can get what you need to do explained to you and get what they need to do explained to them. Because it always feels like there's some mismatch of communication somewhere when like information is dropped and like right like nobody I feel like it's fairly rare that people go into the hospital and have a completely seamless experience. Oh, I mean, we kind of did when we went in, you know, for Quentin's birth, but I still feel like there could have been somebody there to just sort of like smooth the process of getting antacids, for instance.
I gotta tell you, this is my area of expertise, and there are roles like that, kind of. They're not as much about telling your caregivers what to do, but like patient navigators, care coordinators, like that is what they're intended to do, is to like help you figure out like, okay, well, if I have to get the meds, do I need a prior authorization from my insurance company? Oh, I have to go get this test done, so I need to go over there. Oh, but it has to be fasting. Oh, how do I make sure that that specialist got my results from this provider? Like, that's kind of what they do.
Hmm.
And if you're really lucky, you, especially for people who are high need, like who have significant health problems, who are disabled, a lot of the time that extends to like going to the appointment with you, asking questions for you. A lot of the time it ties into like language interpretation. So the role does exist. It's just like not well funded or widely distributed. And you might have a caseload of 50 other patients.
Word.
Yeah. Got it.
It's not quite the same as like a project manager who's like, yeah, we're going to get this done.
but it's close.
Here's what we're doing.
I mean, and that is essentially the thing that I was, yeah.
Yeah.
You get to roadmap your care.
Exactly.
Huh.
Well, how about that?
They're totally like, you know, what's your goal? How are we doing on your goals? What's your pain like today? Our goal is to get you down to a 5. Let's talk to your doctor about how to do that. In the best circumstances. In the worst circumstances, someone's like, yeah, your treatment plan looks fine. Bye.
Oh, God.
I mean, to be fair, there are some PMs like that, too.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of something that exists already.
Kind of, but better. You thought of something better.
I thought of a slight tweak to it. I'll take it.
I mean, I can go on about the healthcare system for a long time, and like having more PMs involved would make everyone's lives much better.
Duly noted.
Awesome. What is next?
Okay, so again on the slant of tech questions, wrestler badges for fake tech conferences.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know what a wrestler badge is.
Neither do so. I. What was that? Why did I mean, I hesitate to ask this. Is there anything in the notes field?
There is nothing in the notes field, but I think the thing that makes this interesting is not only is there the question of what is a wrestler badge, but also why are the tech conferences fake? Why aren't we making these for real conferences?
Yeah.
You know what I think it is? I think, you know, I mean, like in the before times, when tech conferences were still a thing that happened in person, I would see a lot of them, you know, like they happen all the time, right, in downtown San Francisco. And if you also happened to be downtown, you would, depending on what area of downtown you were in, you would run into crowds of people mm-hmm. who just had lanyards on, right, with the badge of whatever tech conference they were at. What if you staged a fake tech conference and handed out lanyards with ridiculous titles on them? I think that's what it is.
Okay.
So instead of like exhibitor or participant, it's like, I don't know, wrestler. And the maybe the tech conference could be would be fake, but it would maybe be something that would be glorious and all, but also but like plausible, but also hilarious, but also fake. Like I don't know how to thread that needle exactly.
You mean like when you showed up at the Fancy Food Expo saying that your company was called Flavor Torture?
Yes, that's
the best time I've ever run into a friend unexpectedly. Some of us were working.
So for those of you who don't know what the Fancy Food Expo is, a thing that, I mean, I'm sure that it will probably happen again. It takes place twice a year, one of which happens in San Francisco, and it takes over more or less the entire Moscone Center. And it's like the San Diego Comic-Con of food, but three times as big.
Whoa.
We're like, yeah, it's just row upon row of booths of exhibitors with like equipment. They're either hawking equipment or actual food mm-hmm. products. And it's amazing. But in order to get in, you have to be, quote-unquote, industry. So a friend of mine decided we were just going to go. And he'd been doing this for some time. Just because, you know, you like the entry form, the registration form doesn't do any kind of checking with any kind of source of truth about you know, like who you are. So he would just make up a company and bring some friends and go. And so for a few years running, I was part of this group, and we decided that we were a company called Flavor Torture. I think that we were a consulting firm that was there to offer advice on like upcoming trends in flavors. And we would always tell people that melon was going to be real big if they asked, which I don't think anybody did, but we had that prepared and ready. And I made buttons, like little 1-inch round buttons for us that had the purported logo of our company, which was just the letters FT made out of silverware.
I was working for, I was like temping for a food distribution company, and there were definitely people that I thought I might run into there. John was not one of them. I was like, oh yeah, maybe Michael, because he's a cook. No, it was John. It was all John.
It was so good. I mean, you could eat your weight in cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, I also drank like way too much tea and got jazzed up on it. Whew. Thank
also
you, Steve
fair.
Smith.
If it comes back, Jen, you and I should think about going, because
reviving Flavor Torture, because this is happening.
I think that you would enjoy it. And come to think of it, like, I can't think of anybody who might enjoy it more, especially given your proclivities. Yeah. Oh wow. That was such a good time. All right. Tabled for later, but yes. I forgot what we were talking about.
God, the wrestler badges.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes, a fake tech conference. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, you would have to, like, maybe, my instinct for the fake tech conference would be to try to string together as many buzzwords as I could think of.
Oh, yeah.
That, and then make that, like, sort of, like, welcome to BlazeCon, the world's premier tech conference for containerized cryptocurrency. And and everybody
welcome
would just be
blockchain
handed
ninjas. Oh, I can't believe I just said that. That came out of my face. It did. Oh boy.
Yes. So yeah, you know, I mean, we'll have to brainstorm on like, you know, and because the conference will need a logo. This is an extremely expensive prank to pull, because like we would have to rent out the space, or
no,
or, actually
distribute
no,
distribute the lanyards,
just distribute, exactly,
yeah. You don't need the space for BlazeCon.
Just hand them out to people walking downtown. The closest, like, get a blast radius of, like, 4 blocks around Moscone and just give people lanyards.
Oh, so good. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Excellent. Somebody do this and then take the pictures. And send us all the lanyards.
Exactly.
I would be a proud attendee.
John should get one that says wrestler.
At a minimum, everybody's getting the wrestler badge. We would need to come up with some more good fake participant roles, but yeah, wrestler is the.
It's a very good one.
What's next?
All right. So this is another website. Or not another website. This is a website. And I looked to see if this is real, and it's parked, which means that we can probably buy it from somebody. And it is icomhighlyrecommended.com.
There was a hot second where I think that really was available, and I might have had it for a few years and never did anything with it. But yeah, I feel like if... You know what it is? I think that is a website that, or like a URL that you should own if you are looking for a job, and you just put your resume. And the instant you get a job, you just pass it to somebody you know who's looking.
I love this.
I think I just thought of that use case, but I think it's the best one possible.
Yeah.
So good.
You know what I think? I think my original thought for it was I had it, and I was going to put something like a dating profile up on it during the many long years where I was single.
That really, really dating is where I would take that.
But I mean, either or, right? Either or, honestly.
Yeah.
And you know, you just pass it on to whoever needs it, and it just becomes a thing.
Oh, you know what? There's a novelty top level domain that's available for this. icomhighlyrecommended.best.
Whoa! Wow!
I feel like not enough is done with the .best TLD.
Seriously,
agreed. Somebody should like take it and start this thing that I just said. I mean, I'm not looking for work. I don't think anybody. And I don't think the three of us are looking for work, but somebody should take it.
Yeah.
and do this and just pass it along. And it should become a legacy passed down through generations.
It's like the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Takes no prisoners.
Awesome. Awesome. What's next?
All right, I got two more to go. This one is probably going to be pretty short because it's pretty obvious, but I just want to dive into what this is going to be. It's another website, and it is But Are They Soft? That tells you whether a furry animal is actually soft in real life.
I need everybody listening to just take a moment and call up the first image you can find of wombats.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wombats look not like soft. They should be cuddly, but they're not. Exactly. Their fur is actually stiff and wiry. They
Whoa.
Are not cuddly. And that is a crime.
It is.
Yes. But so I think that there just needs to be a list of every furry mammal and a picture and a thing that just lets you know whether or not they're actually soft.
I mean, this can extend beyond just animals. I mean, there could be materials, too. Like, Velcro looks like it could be soft.
It's not.
One half Perfect. Of Velcro is soft.
Yeah, but the other half ish. Very much is not.
That's true. Something that I learned, because I think I tweeted about this, about how, like, the fact that wombats are not soft is a betrayal.
Yeah.
I tweeted about this, and I got a reply, I think from my friend Dana, that it turns out, that I did not know this, burrows are soft. Incredibly soft,
really?
Apparently. I did not know this.
Would not have expected. That's an inclusion for this website.
Talk about an animal that looks like it should be wiry, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So... That's all. Yeah, I want an all inclusive list of furry animals, and I just need to know so that everybody else can know too.
I'm so crushed about wombats.
I was too.
It's heartbreaking.
Okay. What's the last one?
Last one. So this is one that I saved this for last because it's my favorite because it does exist in a sense, but I'm curious what your interpretation of this is, and it is the Combadge Club.
I think. That there should maybe be like an, I don't want to say an elite version of a Star Trek club, but it's something like this, where like there's a certain kind of Star Trek fan that I want to know and become pals with. And I think that all of those people should be issued a special comm badge that, or like we would just simply all agree to like buy the same one. And then like, if you see somebody who wears it, you have a better than average chance of knowing that that person is a Star Trek fan who is of the same caliber, the same bent as you. And you could just sort of like trade a knowing nod and go about your day. Or if you were, you know, looking for new friends, you know, you could maybe strike up a conversation, and it would comm badge club. The question is, which badge?
Oh, that's a tricky one. And I think that like which badge would sort of indicate like what layer of club member you are.
Yes. Oh. I think maybe there's only. What if there's only one layer, and it's just, you know, like anybody who exhibits the following, who is a fan of Star Trek for the following reasons.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're like, they don't necessarily have to have seen every episode of every show, but they're you know, their heart is in the right place. I mean, basically, what I'm looking for is a tier that excludes conservative Star Trek fans, which is a thing that I don't fucking understand. How you can be a person who thinks that Trump is cool, but you also like Star Trek? Like, what the fuck? And I know those people exist, and I don't understand it, and I don't like it, and they shouldn't be allowed. I'm saying it right now. I'm gonna fucking gatekeep, and I'm gonna gatekeep those fuckers out.
I think that's completely fair. I am totally mystified by it as well, knowing what I do about Gene Roddenberry. I'm not even really a big Star Trek fan. Sorry, but like, come on.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So I don't know. What if the comm badge in question then? I can think of two candidates, one of which is the Voyager era badge. Specifically, I think the QMX edition, which has the magnet backing.
Yeah, those ones are the best.
They're so good, and they're so beautiful. Like, they're definitely not. I mean, because, like, if you want to go screen accurate, right, like, you would need some kind of spray-painted resin version. But quite honestly, I feel like the QMX version is the version that would exist if Star Trek were real. You know what I mean? Like, because you know that those comm badges are supposed to be metal. And by fucking God, that's what QMX made, and they're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
So, I mean, that's one option. The other one is not what I would call an officially licensed or sanctioned version, but it's the one that, speaking of friends, our friend Jen R. Stevens makes.
Yes.
Which is it's a TNG era comm badge, but the backing oval is a rainbow.
It's amazing.
It's very good, and I have gotten a surprising number of compliments on this thing. Like, the odds of me, because I kind of have it on my like casual just jacket that I wear when I'm out and about, or I did, you know,
when we were out and about.
Yes. And the odds of somebody going, hey, I like your pin, when I was out and about, were, I would say, like, somewhere between 30-60%, depending on where I went. So, you know, I kind of feel like Comm Badge Club is already out there. We just have to find them.
I like it.
And I think that these are pins that you can find at pixelpins.club, and it will take you to the store. It does. What a smart idea.
So good.
Excellent. It is now time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Jen, do you have another idea, or do you have a terrible recommendation you would like to share?
Do I ever? No. I think last episode I shocked everybody with Pop Rocks pizza, and I don't know if I'm ever going to live that one down. So I think I might pass the torch for terrible ideas on to one of the two of you.
I do not have any this time around.
I mean, the only terrible recommendation I can think of is to try to dunk on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah.
In this, the year 2020.
In this economy?
How the fuck are people still doing that? You cannot, of all of the people on Twitter to attempt to dunk on.
It's not going to end well for you, bud.
Yeah, no. every time. I don't understand how there are still people who try it.
Ooh, yeah, you got her this time. Post a funny video of her dancing. That will definitely... I still don't understand what that was supposed to do.
But, I mean, not even the supposed the campaigns against, mm-hmm. but just like some dumbass on Twitter who tries to get one. Like, there is no earthly way, yeah. and yet it's still attempted. And yeah. I don't know.
It is a mystery.
It really, truly is. It really, truly is.
Wild.
All right, well, it's now time for us to let everybody know where we can be found on the internet. For me, this is easy. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, and I've got a newsletter you really don't want to miss. You can find links to all that stuff at flavor.country, which, if you didn't already know, is a thing that I only own because of Jen.
What?
Yay!
And for, once again, I thank you. It has brought me such joy.
Yay!
It's so easy to say, and it works, and it's great.
Excellent.
You can find me on Twitter as Besha, B-E-S-H-A.
You can find me on Twitter as at Jennifer Marie, and on Instagram at Splendid_treats.
Splendid.
I mean, honestly, go there for the picture of the orange slices alone. It is, I mean, like those, that it's the platonic ideal of orange slice pictures, I feel like.
Thank you so much.
If you haven't already, go ahead and give this show a 5-thing rating in whatever podcatcher you're using to listen. And if you feel like being extra amazing, leave us a nice review. It would help us out a lot. If you've done that already, tell a friend about us the next time someone asks you what you've been listening to.
Thanks, and remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
And I want free merchandise.